Supply chain overview. Manufacturers form the core of a supply chain that stretches from the most upstream raw materials, through various tiers of suppliers upstream and through a downstream distribution function, which may include retailers, until it reaches the final customer, who could be an individual or an organization. A manufacturer may have multiple supply chains to reflect differences in source materials or production or distribution methods. For example, a vehicle manufacturer may have a supply chain for new vehicles and a different one for aftermarket parts and accessories. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a supply chain as the flow of products, information, and money through a network of partners from raw material suppliers to end users. While the supply chain concept is oriented toward producers of products, even pure service organizations will have suppliers and customers and thus will form a supply chain. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a service industry as follows. 1. In its narrowest sense, an organization that provides an intangible product, for example, medical or legal advice. 2. In its broadest sense, all organizations except farming, mining, and manufacturing. The service industry includes retail trade, wholesale trade, transportation and utilities, finance, insurance, and real estate, construction, professional, personal, and social services, and local, state, and federal governments. Professionals who work in the fields of production and inventory management might be called supply chain managers, operations managers, or materials managers, or they might have more focused job titles. Organizations might have supply chain managers who have a broader focus or other job roles that focus on production and inventory control. Regardless of how the organization does it, both the overall supply chain and production and inventory control need management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines supply chain management as the design, planning, execution, control, and monitoring of supply chain activities with the objective of creating net value, building a competitive infrastructure, leveraging worldwide logistics, synchronizing supply with demand, and measuring performance globally. Exhibit 1-1 shows how a supply chain is composed of various entities that each have upstream partners toward the raw materials end of the chain and downstream partners toward the final customer. Note that B2B refers to business to business. Exhibit 1-1. Flows of information, cash, strategic requirements, and materials/services. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines upstream and downstream as follows. Upstream. Used as a relative reference within a firm or supply chain to indicate moving in the direction of the raw material supplier. And downstream. Downstream. Used as a relative reference within a firm or supply chain to indicate moving in the direction of the end customer. And upstream. The exhibit shows that a supply chain provides certain distinct functions, such as supply, consolidation, manufacturing, distribution, wholesale, and retail. These are called echelons. An echelon can contain many entities that are serving that particular supply chain function, but it is still just one echelon. A given supply chain may or may not have or need a particular echelon. If an echelon adds more value than it costs, then it is value added and should be part of the chain. If it consumes more value than it adds, it should be eliminated. A consolidation warehouse may add value, for example, if it reduces transportation costs by more than the cost of the warehouse, including the profit it expects to make. Value can be in terms of improving a material through further processing, or it can be in terms of a service, such as getting the goods closer to the point of demand. The next thing to realize is that a supply chain is always centered on the organization. If an organization is a manufacturer that acts as a supplier to an auto plant, for example, a graphic would show the suppliers upstream, and perhaps even their suppliers further upstream, and the auto plant would be a downstream B2B customer. A supply chain can have a large number of supplier-customer relationships within it. The bottom of the exhibit shows that direct-to-customer interactions could occur beginning from any echelon point, such as a computer graphics card supplier selling graphics cards directly to end customers through a website. Many supply chains provide more than one path for selling products or services, which is sometimes called omni-channel distribution. These flows need to be managed from the perspective of an entire supply chain rather than being individually optimal, but ineffective overall. Flow of information in both directions. Flow of strategic requirements upstream from the customer. Flow of cash upstream for payments and flow of cash downstream for returns. Flow of materials and services downstream for primary flows and flow of materials and services upstream for returns, repairs, etc. The primary flow of materials and services is from left to right as materials are processed and services are performed to add value, including the important distribution function that adds value by making goods and services available at the point of demand. Similarly, the primary flow of cash is upstream. Product returns flow in the opposite direction. Returns of products that end customers don't want or that are defective are not the only returns in the supply chain. There can also be B2B returns across the supply chain. The graphic shows that returns could be initiated from any downstream point, such as a manufacturer making a freight claim and returning damaged deliveries from one of its suppliers, or a distribution center returning unsold inventory, as allowed by contract. The supply chain for returns is called reverse logistics. This system often needs some investment in planning and infrastructure to keep it efficient without disrupting the forward supply chain. Reverse logistics has become an increasingly important topic, especially in the context of sustainable supply chains, because it plays a role in the recovery of hazardous or valuable substances at the end of a product's life. For example, Samsung provides a box for shipping back empty toner cartridges so they can be reused. In the Netherlands, 95% of a car is recycled at the end of its life. Cell phones that are traded in are often remanufactured by adding new external cases and sold again. As goods flow downstream, payments for the goods generally flow upstream. Refunds are obviously the exception. In addition, information flows between partners in both directions. Information on demand and design or other product requirements flows primarily upstream, but this could become more of a collaboration or conversation and go in both directions. Similarly, information on manufacturing capacity or inventory might flow both ways.